WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's happening again on Capitol Hill, another vote for House leadership.
I rise to nominate Jim Jordan for the Speaker of the House.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan has already lost twice. CBS's Nicole Killian.
If we had to pull out a crystal ball, it suggests that Jim Jordan still doesn't have the votes. As we've discussed the math, Republicans still have a very slim majority. So for Jim Jordan to get the gavel, he can only afford to lose about 4 votes. Short of that, he's done.
President Biden is asking Congress for $105 billion to help Ukraine and Israel. He says both fights are key to American democracy. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
On the streets of Tel Aviv, Mr. Biden's speech was welcomed by Israelis.
We need support. I love the American support.
While in Ramallah, in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, anger is only growing.
President Biden is taking one side, the ones who have the force, they have the power, they have the weapons, they have everything.
No agreement yet to allow aid to get into Gaza, where there's destruction after days of Israeli airstrikes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's a frustrating situation.
We have seen so many trucks loaded with water, with fuel, with medicines, with food. What we need is to make them move.
Maryland Judge Andrew Wilkinson shot and killed outside his home last night. Turns out he presided over a divorce case of a man now identified as a person of interest. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Police say they responded to reports of a shooting in the town of Hagerstown and found Wilkinson's body in the driveway, the apparent victim of multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. After the shooting, CBS News reached out to Maryland State Police after reports of troopers being dispatched to protect other judges.
New charges against Army Private Travis King, the American who deliberately crossed over the border into North Korea. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
According to Army charging documents obtained by CBS News, Private King acted without authority and with intent to remain away permanently, leading to a charge of desertion. The U.S. Army is also charging King with soliciting a Snapchat user to produce child pornography and showing those images to minors in exchange for money.
CVS Health is pulling from its drugstore shelves some cough and cold treatments that contain an ingredient found to be ineffective by doctors and researchers for the government. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 157. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know that feeling slow?
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Western Wisconsin will receive over $3 million from the United States Department of Justice to improve public safety and strengthen crime prevention efforts. Senator Tammy Baldwin supported the bill that provided the federal funding, saying, quote, "You can provide resources both when somebody is incarcerated and when they re-enter the community to make it less likely that they'll be re-offending." Eau Claire and Barron County each received a significant portion of the funding. Wisconsin's job market continues to grow, hitting a record high for jobs for the third month in a row in September. According to the State Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin added roughly 8,300 jobs from August to September. From September 2022 to last month, the state added about 34,500 jobs. The Department of Workforce Development also noted the unemployment rate remained at 3.1%, slightly lower than the nationwide unemployment rate of 3.8%. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
Oh,
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
On our website, go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board, Carol Kane with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha. And every Friday at 11:06, we are joined by our friend, Dr. Michael McCutcheon. Dr. Mike is our resident life, relationship, career coach who draws on his clinical training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships, set and achieve our goals, and generally fix our lives for the better. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
Hi there.
Hello. Good morning. How are you all?
We're good. We're good. It's Friday. That's always good.
Yeah. And people are letting you read the books you want to read in your lives. No one's restricting you, banning you, canceling you. You're all good. You're allowed to read Kite Runner and Handmaid's Tale and all those things.
Dude,
and
I'm 65 years old. Nobody's been telling me what to do for probably 55 years.
No one wants me reading Fifty Shades of Grey.
Even if they were, that you'd be hiding it under your bed pillow in between the mattress and box spring. It sounds like Carol.
Absolutely,
I love that move. That's good. You don't want to know what I was hiding underneath my bed, Carol. You do not want to know.
But as with your training too, Dr. Mike, and you know human nature. We talked about it all last hour. You tell a high schooler these are the 30 books I don't want you reading. The first thing they do is go find those 30 books.
It makes the stock go way up.
Absolutely.
By the way, Kite Runner is such a gorgeous book.
It's a wonderful book.
And as you were saying, I think it was you, Jane, as you were saying, there's a lot of books that have so many other things, you know, going on, deceit, betrayal, hardcore violence, and all these sorts of things too. So if I read about, you know, cheating, lying, stealing, killing, and all those sorts of things that are in so many other books, right? Does that mean that I'm going to go and do all of those things to my friends and family and neighbors? No, these are things that take place in the world, right? These are themes that take place in the world, right? And yes, sex is something that happens in the world. Now, there's a difference between having a book like Greg's favorite book of all time, 50 Shades, versus, versus something that happens to, you know, be a 300-400-page book where there's a sex scene. Gasp.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's okay. Right. And I think there's a difference between, you know, a 17-year-old reading that, you know, versus a 4-year-old reading that. You know, we could let's use some common sense here.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And read.
Yeah. And common sense, I know, is hard to come by these days.
It sure is. And go read The Kite Runner. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. All right, we're gonna fix someone's life right now, Dr. Mike. Here is today's problem. Dear Dr. Mike, I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I've never been particularly close to my mom. She's always been much harder on me than my two sisters, which she would admit. In my adult years, she has not only said horrible things to me about my life and career choices, she's also been openly mean to my father, who's given her an incredibly comfortable life for decades. When we recently discovered she'd been cheating on him with various flings for several years, for me, that was the last straw. I am appalled. I don't want to see her anymore. I don't want her around for the upcoming holidays. But everyone else is acting like I'm being too hard on her. My sisters say we shouldn't excommunicate her. And even my dad says, well, she is your mother, so you have to respect her. But, Dr. Mike, I don't respect her. What am I supposed to do? Pretend that my mean, cheating mom is welcome in my home for Thanksgiving when she's really not welcome? My husband and I are hoping to have a baby next year. Am I required to let someone near my child, even if I don't love, respect, or trust them? How can I explain my feelings to my family because they just don't seem to get it? That's a doozy.
I was just going to say, that's a doozy.
It is.
Well, I'm glad that we're all here. So I'm actually retiring today, and it's my last day, and so I'm actually not going to answer this question. Good night. It was good to know you all, and I'm not going to answer.
Dr. Mike!
Yeah, I'm not going to answer it. No, that is a doozy. Well, you know, maybe we should answer this as a panel, because I feel like we'll all have a take on this. So I will certainly jump in first and give my take, and I'll give a short answer and a long answer.
Okay.
The short answer is, oh, wow. Yeah. Also, let's get some calls and texts. 844-967-2789. Did I get that right, Jane?
That's called ramping, Dr. Mike. That's called tap dancing, as you decide.
I felt like that was delegating, really. That was delegating authority.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's good leadership, isn't it, Greg?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So the short answer is no, you do not have to have your mother around for Thanksgiving, and you do not need to subject your child or your spouse to somebody who you feel has been mean to you for a long period of time, somebody who's disrespected your father, and somebody who you don't trust or love or respect. The person happens to be your mother. You're a 30-year-old adult, and if you don't feel that person is trustworthy and going to respect you in your home, why would you have them over for Thanksgiving or around your baby? And I think that's the one thing that I noticed was missing from this. That was kind of a long note that they sent to us. One thing I noticed was missing was, and my mom apologized and said that she was so sorry.
Right.
And she wanted to have a different relationship with me going forward, and you know, to everybody else. I you would think that would be slid in there somewhere with all the detail we got. I didn't hear ever that there was anything that this person felt remorse or this person wanted to be around for Thanksgiving. I heard that the siblings or the dad said you need to respect this person. I didn't hear anything from the mom saying I've turned another leaf, give me another chance, and I'm so sorry. So I think if there was some kind of inkling that, you know, the mom has somehow learned their lesson and is in all kinds of, you know, therapy and treatment and, you know, sex rehab and all this sort of stuff. If you wanted to do that, perhaps, but I'm actually sort of with you. How do you talk to your family about it? I think you just lay out all your cards. I've had a different relationship with mom since the beginning. Your context with mom and my relationship with mom is very different from yours.
Absolutely.
If you choose to have somebody in your life, you know, who's done this to dad, all power to you. But my relationship and your relationship with this person is very different. And you can do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's my long answer.
I'm curious to know if one of the reasons why there's been a different relationship between the person who's writing in and the other siblings is maybe this person pushes back, because mm-hmm. what I'm hearing is a father and siblings who are saying, it's mom, you got to do what you want to do. And they don't want to push back. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to have to, cause my guess is she's not nice to anyone in that family, but she's just the least nice to this person. So everyone's like, just deal with it.
That's just mom. That's just how she is, right?
And in my opinion, I agree with you, Dr. Mike. She has no reason to let this person into her life. You don't let that kind of constant trauma into your life. You got to cut it off, and it sucks. And if that means your siblings and your father aren't going to be there for you either, you got to find those people who love you and wrap yourself around that love.
That's right, Greg. Well, how do you feel about this phrase? We train people how to treat us. Isn't that right? The more and more we let people walk all over us, the more and more they will. The more and more we put up boundaries and say, I only have enough room in my life for this amount of BS. And after that level, no more. And they learn their lesson, right? We train people. We teach people how to treat us. It sounds like siblings and dad are training mom how to treat them. So why would you change around them? But the writer here, this daughter has said, probably like as you're right, Greg, I think you're reading between the lines, that mom has said, oh, this one's a thorn in my side. Mm-hmm. This one's not going to let me get away with stuff, right? And this one, as she said, this is the final straw. No, you're the one who actually has a backbone around here. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our guest every Friday from 11:06 to 11:19, taking your relationship questions, career questions, all those things. I agree with you, Dr. Mike, and I still think respect is earned.
Yep.
Respect is something that's earned. And why there is this expectation that because this person is a relative, that you have to allow their toxicity in and they are instantaneously due this deference without earning it.
I love his whole thing about setting the boundaries and pushing back, because I think that is so, so true, that once you finally stand up for yourself and say, that is enough, you'll start to get a little bit of cooperation on the other side. It's really, I think that's a really great piece of advice, Doc.
And I also agree with Carol, too. I'm going to go with Jane as well, as far as you're just not owed respect. That's not how this works.
Right. You notice a lot of times people will say, well, I would do anything for my family, and family comes first and whatnot, and blood's thicker than water, all these sorts of phrases. Well, that's not just because people just give them that, oh, I'm just going to play the family card, they just automatically get it. Usually it's because people have over time earned that, Jane,
right?
Because their family over time have done so many things to earn that then if family does mess up, they go, well, they've done 6,000 things, that one little screw up, I'm going to give them that.
Sure.
Right. Sounds like this person has done 6,000 things the other direction. Right. And so you don't just get that because you have this title, right? Like, as you were saying, respect is earned. And this person has earned a lot of suspicion. This person has earned a reputation from our writer, from our caller here, almost fear. Say, I don't want you around my future child.
Right.
I don't want you ruining Thanksgiving. Right.
Right.
So I think it's a tough decision. It's a doozy, as you said. But yeah, boundaries are really, really important. So stand firm.
All right, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, our life, relationship, career coach. Always such a pleasure to talk to you. You can always send in your questions for Dr. Mike at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Dr. Mike, we will see you next Friday. Thank you so much.
See you.
Bye, buddy. Have a great weekend. One.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, slight chance of rain, lows around 45. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 56 and northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 54.
47 right now.
Home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn, the taxi's waiting.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, 1121, Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha, and you as well, 844-967-2789. If you ever want to call or text 844-96-PARTY, if you're watching on the stream, on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, you can always leave comments directly there as well. Greg Bach, I'm feeling all flower childy now.
Well, I played that song. Is it really a dedication? I know we don't like do a lot of music as far as like, you know, the old dedicated to, but that song was dedicated to someone.
Are you going to tell us who?
Yeah, it's dedicated Representative Derek Van Orten, who is currently flying to another country right now.
No, he's in another country.
Oh, he's in another country.
Yeah, well, he's already there.
That song was for him. Derek Van Orten, you are leaving on a jet plane, just shirking your responsibility again.
Oh, no. Oh, and he rhymed it and everything.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're going to do an update on the Whoop 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 Boing Caucus, which is what I'm now calling the Republican House members, as they still don't have a speaker. Jim Jordan lost a third vote today.
Well, I think we knew that was going to happen.
And he lost more votes. Now, today it was 194. So Derek Van Orden is gone. Two other Republicans are already gone. And it just keeps getting worse for him.
I don't know why he pulled back. He said he was going to step aside and give it a rest. And, you know, so what changed his, I don't get it. The whole thing is a clown car, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. And I get so disgusted with the whole idea that, what are you, five?
Seriously. There were reports yesterday that in one of the closed door meetings among the House Republicans,
oh, they were screaming at one
speaker
another.
Former Speaker McCarthy was talking, and Matt Gaetz tried to interrupt him, and they were screaming at each other. Women are too emotional, Carol. Let's not forget, women are too emotional to lead. But the boys got it all covered.
I stand by my statement. I need somebody, and probably a woman, a mom, to go in, and I said this about the debates. I want, sit the hell down, shut up, and get some work done. I don't know why this is so difficult for you to understand. Do you not understand that the absolute entire world is looking at you and thinking you're a bunch of morons? Seriously, I don't care what side of the fence you're sitting on. If the Democrats were doing this, I'd call them out too.
So would I. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is unbelievable, unacceptable behavior by people we have elected to go to Washington.
And do things. Right. Actually accomplish things for their constituents, not spend all their time infighting. The other petty thing that came up this morning is now McCarthy won't leave his office. He's refused to leave the speaker's office because it's really close to the chamber and his regular office is farther away. So he's like, well I'm not leaving this until they elect somebody.
Well, then fine. Fine. I hope you got a comfortable couch.
Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas told Jake Tapper on CNN that the pressure tactics being used by Jordan's allies have gone way over the line. There are Republican members and their spouses who are getting anonymous threatening messages.
Death threats. Death threats. There's death threats that are being made, and that's unacceptable.
These attacks have become extremely vicious, says Crenshaw. They're different. I've been subject to a lot of attacks from the far right, but these are different, and they have entrenched the opposition. Crenshaw then said the GOP needs to do a full reset to figure out who it wants to select as speaker, and forcing members to stay over the weekend will backfire on him.
Well, after a while, you know what it is? It reminds me of a gerbil on the wheel. You know, you're running and you're running and you're running and you're running and you're not going anywhere.
But this is just so indicative of the fact that they had no plan. Matt Gaetz did this out of personal pique because he doesn't like Kevin McCarthy.
Right.
And did not have a plan for who was going to step into the next.
No,
into the
not
speakership.
At all.
He really didn't. Because they don't care about governing.
They don't have anybody in the wings. And
texter from the 541, Carol says, Carol, they have Marjorie Taylor Greene, though. She's a mom.
Yeah, but she's nuts.
You know, one of the things, too, the other side, of, you know, where Republicans are really, really pooping the bed, if you will, is all these interviews they're doing where all not one of them is saying, yeah, Matt Gaetz completely destroyed this.
Blew this.
What they're doing is they're pushing it all on the Democrats.
I know. Which is hilarious.
There was an interview on CNN with Representative Austin, and he just could not stop saying it was the majority of the votes was Democrats. Well, yes, because the majority of the votes were going to be Democrat because you gave them this ability. And
you're the ones who removed the speaker.
Yeah, you started doing this, not the Democrats. Democrats didn't try to remove him. You guys did.
And why they would expect the Democrats to come forward and support Kevin McCarthy, who has made deals and then broken those deals.
Well, okay, but I have to say this, that I don't care how it happens, and if it's reaching across the aisle and getting some help from the Democrats, which I know is not a popular decision, getting some help from the Democrats, if it helps moves this along and we can start getting some stuff, we have some very important issues that are happening right now.
Yes, we do.
And we need to address them yesterday. So I don't know if we can get a little help from the other side and we can get somebody in there and get something done. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Absolutely. Hakeem Jeffries for Speaker of the House.
There you go. That would solve everything. All right. We got the bottom of the hour news coming up next. When we come back, we're going to lighten things up.
Are we ever?
With a little pet talk. So we want to know the most extreme things you have done out of the love for your pets.
Oh, boy.
844-967-2789. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News special report. A third vote for speaker going on now in the House of Representatives.
Bean of Florida.
Jordan.
Beatty.
Jeffries.
Jim Jordan, the Ohio Republicans, already lost two times, and from the running tally now, it appears he's come up short again. It was former Speaker Kevin McCarthy who stood up for Jordan to start the proceedings.
Jim Jordan is an effective legislator.
But will he ever get to be House Speaker? CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Here you had Kevin McCarthy, the man who was ousted from the seat that Republicans now want to fill again with Jim Jordan. And I think this really is a move and a play to try to bring the conference together.
It all means key work's going to have to wait, including action on President Biden's call for billions in aid to Israel and Ukraine. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin family will set out on a massive undertaking this weekend, attempting to break the world record for the largest grilled cheese sandwich ever made. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, Dominic Pallera and his two nephews will travel to Milwaukee tomorrow and attempt to build a sandwich bigger than 5 feet by 10 feet and half an inch by 2.5 inches. Locals can visit the Tripoli Shrine Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow to watch the final stages of cooking the giant sandwich and maybe even get to take a slice for themselves. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force has received a $2 million grant, which will keep it open for another 3 years. In a press release, Attorney General Call said, quote, "Building effective partnerships between law enforcement and victim service providers strengthens our ability to fight human trafficking. We look forward to continuing the important work of this task force for an additional 3 years." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make